How's it going, everyone? I'm your host, JC.
I am
fucking high.
And I'm also your co-host, Tim.
And guys, this is The Glitches, and we're coming at you with DMT. Oh, and by the way, before we even do any of that, so that song that you heard, that intro, we're going to start doing a little more. So we're going to start doing more intros like that because it's actually Tim who does that. And it was a really good intro, I thought. I like it. They're getting ready to start up a band, hopefully. But besides that, if you ever want to hear more of Tim, and you're going to hear a lot of him for the intros because he's going to start doing all the intros. But if you want to hear like more like actual songs or more of him playing or stuff like that, you're going to have to email us at theglitches2020@gmail.com. But guys, in our experiences, you have seen our side of us on weed. You've seen us drunk. You've seen us on acid. You've seen us on shrooms. Not seen us, but heard us. We're coming at you with a whole other world.
Like, I won't say literally a whole other world, but it feels like a literal whole other world, existence. Like,
hold on, my soul came out of my body. I may truly have just went into a whole other world.
And it's, so what I describe DMT as, it's a truly religious experience. It feels religious.
Hold on. Maybe for you, for sure. Guys, let me start this off. It is therapeutical, I will tell you that. So they're actually trying to do a lot of research here in Colorado about DMT, shrooms, and stuff like that. Just the psychedelics in general, the stuff that gives you hallucinations and gets you at a point to where everything just feels at one. So they're trying to incorporate that into therapy. And guys, when I tell you this, it's not only like, I don't want to say, what did you say spiritual or religious? So, I say spiritual.
Okay, so I said religious, but you know, I actually meant spiritual. Like it feels.
That is something, yes.
It feels like something actually happens to your spirit. Like parts of you that you don't know exist manifest themselves before your very eyes, and reality itself unfolds. It's like you become one with everything.
So when we did 5 hits of acid, how did your soul feel?
My soul felt alive. Like it felt like I was alive.
Alive.
It felt like I was,
for the first time.
Yeah.
It's as if someone takes like defibrillators and fucking shocks you, and your whole body just like leaps up, and you have all this energy.
Well, this feeling overcomes you when you do too much acid or when you do enough acid.
You can do too much acid, well, for sure.
Well, the feeling will overcome you, and you'll feel like you're content. Like,
nothing like around you matters, like except for what's happening right now.
Yeah, it makes reality seem not so bleak. It makes everything seem like it's gonna be okay.
It made me not want to wear a shirt. I'll tell you that. Yeah, it was too much for me.
The calming effect of it, if you are in the right state of mind, is unlike fucking any other thing.
Okay, so let's get this straight. when I'm doing acid, I can physically stand up, walk, and go do things. Now, DMT, this is our first time doing it. Let me tell you, this is the first time we did it. This is our very first experience. We decided we're going to do a podcast straight away. So I don't know if I could have stood up and just did normal things. Like when we were on acid, we were able to walk through the woods, make it all the way through the woods, make it all the way down the road and back to your place. On DMT, guys, it doesn't last that long. It lasts like 30 minutes maybe. But that 30 minutes feels like forever.
Or, see,
I don't know if I could have just stood up and went and walked in the woods, to be honest.
What it feels like to me is what you said. It feels like I could get up if I wanted to. But a part of me knows that I'm melted into this fucking couch.
And when I say melted, truly, truly, we mean melted. Like, you're not getting up.
It's not even like you're melted into it. You become a part of it. Like, now, you're stitched into the fabric of the couch.
I don't know if that's just because it was our first time doing it. I don't know if, like, if people do it on a regular basis, they microdose that stuff, they build a tolerance to it, and they can actually get up and be like you're on shrooms or like you're on acid or something like that, or like smoking weed. I don't know how the tolerance works for DMT. But I will tell you, for the first time me doing it, I laid back. We put on the song Home Invasion. You know, it's the original version to the song that's in Eminem. The first time I heard that song was from Eminem's song. What is the name of that song?
Stan?
Okay. So I looked up the original version, we played it, and it was as if my experience was playing with the song. And I look in front of me at this picture that's in front of me, and it just looked as if things were like a game, like an old Mario game, original fucking Mario game, you know? Like, and then I look over at you, and I could see your fucking Mario tattoo. And I saw you and I was like, this is fucking out of it's out of this world. It is truly out of this world experience.
It felt like my reality glitched. Like, so like right now in this room that we're in, the walls, it has ridges on it. It has little imperfections that you would be able to see normally.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I did the DMT, I was looking at the walls. And they turned perfectly smooth.
It was like a video game. Someone came in there and completely smoothed out everything and just dropped you into a video game.
Literally, you can't move. Literally like you are in a perfect video game.
It's as if you're watching a movie. And that movie is your life running at you at 100 miles an hour. And at first it was kind of freaky. The first time I did it, we did two sessions. The first time I did it, it was at complete at peace. Then we took a huge fucking hit.
Yeah, we both sat right next to each other on the couch and just like, you know what, let's blast off together. Let's see what happens.
Fucking played Home Invasion, laid the fuck back, and had a mind-bending fucking experience.
You know,
it was as if Bender came in and was like, there's your mind.
And you know, a lot of people will say, this isn't a social drug. A lot of people will say, you shouldn't do this if you aren't alone. It's a thing that you should do whenever you are home alone, fucking locked up tight in a dark room. But I'm going to say this. You just need to find you a good buddy, someone that you can connect with.
I'm not going to lie. Because I want to do this while cuddling my wife. But hold on. It's not just that. Like, the experience we had was fucking amazing. I want to do that while cuddling her, but I also want to do it with the lights on. Guys, we did it with the lights off, and I have, like, this salt lamp going, and I have some other lights. One was flashing, one was a solid red. And I don't know if it was the combination that made everything look like a fucking game, so I want to do it with the lights on. I didn't do it with the lights on yet. I want to do it with the lights on, and I want to see if that brings me into another thing. I want to see if it drops. I want to see what it does to the light. Like, I want to see if it, like, maybe drops me into a portal, if it fucking, like, just... I don't know. I just truly don't know. I want to experience that. It's just like acid, you know, doing it at night and doing it in the daytime is a completely different experience.
Wait, like, So if you do acid at night, you don't get to see everything outside lit up by the light. So you won't be able to see everything just being alive and fucking moving.
If you've listened to our last podcast, not our last podcast, but if you've listened to our previous stuff when we talk about acid, so it makes things look vivid. It's as if you go from SD to HD. It takes 4K to 8K, you know? It truly... When you do acid and you walk out into the light, it is as if you're seeing the world for the first time. It is a breathtaking experience. And I'm talking breathtaking. It literally sucks the breath out of you. Yeah. You're like, how is this even possible to be here?
So, like, when we first started doing acid together, we would stay inside all night, pretty much. And we'd go outside during the night, but, like I said, you can't see the outside whenever it's dark.
Yeah, now, then again, where we did it, we were lucky enough that we were in the countryside, so we saw the stars, we saw the moon, and that gave us a whole... It made me feel like I was in a samurai movie, you know? The way the fucking moon was shining off the fucking leaves and I had my katana, I truly felt like I was a samurai. But in the daytime, it's not like that.
In the daytime, everything... Okay, so first of all, whenever you do acid, if nobody that's listening right now has ever done acid, what it will do to your peripherals and what it'll do to your eyesight is whenever you look at something, it'll make it look like it's breathing. It'll make it look like it's alive.
Or like you think of a boat on an ocean.
And yeah, like everything's wavy, like everything's kind of made of like an oil painting.
But you don't get seasick.
Yeah. So whenever
or motion sickness.
So when you walk outside during the day, everything is alive. Everything, like anything that you look at, like think about this. You're on a sidewalk and you look at the sidewalk on a normal day and you don't think anything of it. You think this is a sidewalk, I'm walking on it, and that's it. But when you're on acid, you look at each little detail and each tile on that sidewalk, and you notice each little crack in the surface, and every little bitty crack is alive as well. Every little dimple is alive. Every tree limb on a tree. Everything is just blooming with life whenever you're on acid.
It's as if you are truly connected with everything. And when you start touching the earth, it is an unbelievable feeling. But guys, I will tell you this. With every good, there is bad. I recommend if you ever do acid, you ever do shrooms, you start out small. You microdose that shit. Then... when you feel like you know what... Guys, so, I can handle my drugs. Now, I don't go out there and do meth and heroin and stuff like that. I strictly psychedelics and weed, you know? But I feel like I can handle that shit. I've been through the ringer.
So, at this point, I kind of consider us somewhat professionals. We may not be professionally named as professionals, but we did this the smartest way that you can.
We can handle it.
We worked our way up, and I believe this is the smartest way you can do it. Go one hit of acid. You can take that. Okay. Maybe go a hit and a half. Maybe do two hits. Take that leap of faith.
No, we...
And you find out steadily, progressively, as you go on, what amounts you can take. And the more you do, the more at one you will feel it yourself if you truly, like, won't get freaked out by it.
And it's not just that, though, guys. You have to analyze each experience. Each experience is going to be different. No matter how many times you do the drug, you're not going to have the same experience.
The drug takes you where it wants you to go.
Acid,
your body doesn't take you
acid
anywhere.
Acid and DMT. So I know we haven't been talking about... I know we've been talking a lot about acid, and this is a DMT thing. But the DMT does the same thing as acid, in my opinion, on only this level. It gives you the high you're supposed to have.
Exactly.
Now... take that in consideration, you do have bad trips. Now, I'm not saying that is the trip you're supposed to have, but also it could be the trip you're supposed to have. It could make you see your true demons and what you need to do to change that.
So the best way to go about it, because once it's in your system, there's no going back.
Don't fight it. Never fight it. There is nothing you can do.
Just embrace it. Take it head on. Fucking...
be strong.
Just make sure that you know... it's okay.
And again, kids should not do this. This isn't an adult thing, and I truly think it is for therapeutical use. It is for truly opening your mind and having everything around you just stop for a sec. And shrooms, guys, if you're scared of acid, do shrooms. In my opinion, I have never had a bad trip on shrooms. I can't.
It's insanely hard to have a bad trip on shrooms unless you do an insanely large amount.
And guys, I'm coming at you with the point to where I had a bad trip. I had a couple bad trips on acid. I know where the trips can take you. I truly, we took 5 hits of acid. We know where the trip can take you. It can take you to a beautiful place or a very dark place, but just know whatever trip you are taking, hold on. It'll be okay. It'll eventually go away. Just make it your own trip. Don't let the trip take over you. Make it your own trip.
But also, be conscious and aware of your decisions. Even if you're making dumb decisions, don't be making the wrong decisions.
No, what you should do is you should never drive on it. Now, you should always have someone sober with you just in case things go wrong.
Trip sitter.
But also, just be safe about it. Kids, honestly, don't do it. It's not for you. Your minds are not ready for that. I truly think it's an adult drug.
It's beyond comprehension. You know, I think even if you should only do DMT if you have experience with psychedelics. True. I don't think it is a drug that you should just start off with.
You should never do it. It should never be your first psychedelic.
In my opinion, you should go mushrooms, an eighth maybe. Go an eighth of mushrooms.
No more than that. There's no need.
And then go to a quarter of mushrooms and work your way up there. Maybe one day take acid. Well, you're feeling frisky, acid will last a lot longer.
Well, I mean, there's no need to take more than an eighth your first time.
Yeah, exactly. Like, your tolerance will be nothing.
You will feel it, I guarantee. And if you don't feel it, it's just bad shrooms, and sometimes that happens.
So you want to get your mindset right. You want to make sure that you are aware of the dangers you are presenting to yourself. Not dangers, but, you know, you want to make sure you're aware of what you're presenting to yourself.
I don't think of it as a drug as you'll kill yourself. I don't think of it as a drug as you'll do something stupid unless for some reason you're at a party, you're out and about doing it in the fucking public, then it might go bad. But guys, set up an area for yourself. Whether you like playing games, if you're a big gamer, you can set up your favorite game and play it while on acid. If you like movies, if you like comedy, if you like music, you have to set up your little environment to your standards.
Hell, plan ahead. Set it up days in advance.
We always do.
Exactly. Like, set it up, make sure that everything is tidy. And one thing I cannot stress enough, if you're going to do acid, make sure your room's clean. Make sure your house is clean before. Make sure
you take care of everything.
Make sure you take care of all your errands. Make sure you do everything you have to do.
Pay your bills. Organize your refrigerator. Clean your fucking house. Clean your fucking car, even though you shouldn't be in it, but it might be in the back of your fucking mind.
Literally, you just want to clear your head of all the little things that you think about on a daily basis.
Everyone that you say you love on a daily basis or every now and again, text them all you love them. Make sure everything is good. And then just before you do it, breathe. Take it. It's going to take a sec. We're talking 30 minutes, maybe even an hour sometimes. We've had experiences where it took 15 minutes.
Literally, there was one moment where we did a lemon teching.
In my opinion, if you're going to do shrooms, lemon tech it. Look it up, lemon tech it. Guys, as much as I love shrooms, I fucking hate eating those little fuckers. They're so disgusting.
Yeah.
But they are earthy, and it is shrooms.
So we took shrooms through lemon teching, which is, I'm not even going to describe it. You can just look it up.
Just look it up.
It's spelled T-E-K. Look it up on Google, it'll show you.
Look up shroom tech.
We did this, and I took a shower because we were about to fucking go out and have some fun outside.
We were going to walk downtown and just, you know, check out some, we were just going to walk. We went on a walk, and we were going to see where that walk took us, and it just took us walking and walking and walking.
So I took a 5-minute shower, and halfway through that shower, it had already hit me. So what would you say, how fast would that, 7 minutes?
7 to 10 minutes.
It hit us so quick, and we both instantly knew the second we saw each other that it had hit.
Dude, I instantly looked him in the eyes. And I could not stop from smiling, just, yeah, it's fucking here. We're ready. Dude, got ready, started walking downtown, and it was as if every turn took us to a new experience. We were downtown and there was this nightclub beside us, and we were just chilling out, like leaning our backs against this fucking wall, and we heard High School Musical fucking mash up with other songs and just looked at each other like, is this real right now?
And like,
is this like my inner log music, or is this actually happening?
And when you like look at the outside of this club that he's talking about, so there's these shadows always on the side of the wall that you can see from the outside.
Well, it's people in there dancing and shit.
And
it's crowded. It looks, I guess.
It looks crazy. Like picture an LED light that's like blue and red flashing, and you just see a shadow on a window.
Just fucking getting at it, just fucking dancing like nothing else matters.
To High School Musical, you're on shrooms.
That was the most fucking wild experience I have ever had in my fucking life. Like, I remember High School Musical as a kid, but to hear it in a room...
Soaring
in a room... In a room full of adults, just jamming out to fucking some... teen hit at the time. It fucking wild. Guys, I don't recommend you going into public unless you're very fucking experienced. I mean, I'm not saying it could be bad, because you need to walk. So if you're going to walk, you need to do it in a place you are most comfortable with, in my opinion. A place that you know the most, where you know every turn possible. You need to be comfortable, because then you will start noticing more and more things as you go on a walk. I know people are like, oh, I don't want to walk. Well, I'm telling you, when you do it, you need to go for a walk. Whether it's in the woods, whether... I don't recommend going in the woods unless you know those woods like the back of your hand.
You know what? And if you have a large sum of property... Say you have a large sum of property and... there's a big ass field with no fucking trees. You know what? I wouldn't even like go as far to say that it wouldn't be a bad idea to get like a go-kart or something and just go into like a gigantic field that you own.
No. I don't know. I don't know if like operating a motor vehicle is honestly the best idea.
Oh, it's absolutely not the best idea. But if you're on your own property, you got a lot of property.
But you don't want to kill yourself.
No, you're responsible. No, you don't.
Guys, I don't know. In my opinion, I just say stick to walking, even though we have driven on acid and it was a phenomenal experience, but it was on complete back roads.
Yeah.
We never hit any major highways. We never hit any public areas. It was strictly straight in the middle of bumfuck nowhere back roads.
And I learned how to drive a manual and killed his car 30 times.
Oh, it was a lot. We tried getting him up a hill, and he fucking blew out the second gear.
Yeah, it was
nice.
A wild experience. I ran over a tree.
But guys.
And that's why you shouldn't.
DMT. When you do DMT... What was you seeing? Open your phone up real quick and get to the stories. But as you're doing that, what were you seeing?
Okay, so you want to know like the first time that I, like,
yeah.
So
because he test ran it before he got here.
Yeah, I made sure that it was legit. This morning, and so what I did is I made sure I was comfortable. I made sure I had. A little bit of music going. A lot of people say don't play music, but you know what?
Do as you feel comfortable.
Exactly. Just do you.
If you don't want music, go for it. If you want some music, turn it down a little bit. Pick your favorite songs that you think would go with it and just roll with it.
So I put me on some Fleetwood Mac. I laid down on the bed. So the first thing I saw, and like you'll notice this whenever you do it for the first time, you feel this. It's a very unsettling feeling because you're not used to it. Kind of like you're being pumped full of drugs at a hospital.
You don't know if you're going to go into a black hole or a nice light. It's so unsure.
So, like, because you don't know what's going to happen when you do this fear. Drug because you're not experienced with it, you have this fear inside of you.
But like we told you, roll with it.
Exactly.
Just go with it. It's okay.
You need to embrace it. You will feel a calmness wash over you like no other.
If you start feeling the fear, close your eyes and repeat, it's okay.
But
it's okay.
But I laid back in my bed and I looked at my ceiling, and the first thing I saw was this face that kind of looked devilish. But for some reason, I wasn't scared of it. It was kind of like...
something new, unusual, weird.
I was just curious about it. Like, I was just like, huh, that's weird. And there was
I saw a face up there.
And there was
that's what I was looking at.
And there was these big like blue arms that were like stretched over my ceiling that looked like they were like trying to hug me. But for the most part, that was about as far as that first experience went, just because it was a little test run, honestly.
See, I truly think we're either going to have to inhale a significant amount of DMT, or we're going to have to do ayahuasca to see the DMT goddesses or the four figures.
See, what I was thinking is that we just take some fucking power rips. A bunch of power rips in succession.
So Tim is going to read off some other people's experiences, but when
The internet's acting funky right now. It's not loading up said stories. Just a second.
So when you do DMT, no, when you do ayahuasca, you're supposed to see your whole life flash before you, and you're supposed to get a message that is significant to you. Everyone's message is supposed to be different.
So I just remembered as soon as he said that. So another thing I left out about my first experience. The second I lay down on my bed, I had this thought come over me, is God real? And it was as if my whole life just that quick, right before my very eyes. It was like...
Yeah, you texted me that.
It was like 40 minutes in the matter of 30 seconds. Fucking, it's wild. It was insane.
It is truly from doing 5 hits of acid to eating and drinking over a quarter of fucking shrooms while doing acid. It is hands down the most craziest experience.
Imagine you're walking through life and gravity's holding you down to the ground. All of a sudden, boom, gravity reverses. Now you're on the ceiling. It was like that. It was like my world flipped upside down.
Alright guys, before we get into more of our DMT experiences, we are going to get into our afterglow. So we told you a little about our experience while doing it for the first time, but there is an afterglow to every drug that you do, psychedelic-wise and marijuana-wise. Before we go into that, guys, we are going to go into other people's experiences, and then right after that, stay tuned for Weed of the Week. So what do you have for us? Anything good?
I got a little spinning circle.
Oh, is it not loading up? Oh, there it goes.
Oh,
there
okay. It goes.
We got something.
Okay, so this is a forum in Reddit. It's Redditors. I'm going to try doing a robot voice like those YouTube videos.
Well, just do it normal.
Redditors, who have tried DMT, what was your experience like? Would you do it again? And if so, why? Alright. To put it simply, yes, expressing a DMT experience in words is nearly impossible, but I'll try. I've always had low self-esteem. One time during a trip, some sort of alien goddess spirit visited me. It was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. Its purpose in coming to me was to make me aware that I am a good person. It showed me all the times throughout my life that I made a positive impact in someone's life without ever even knowing. It kept saying over and over again, "You are worth something. You are a good person. Don't ever forget that." It made me aware that my own limited consciousness is... It made me aware that my own limited consciousness not only affects the way I see the world at large, but the way I see myself. The only advice I'd give you is to do it with someone who's as interested in the psychedelic experience as you are, and be very quiet. You almost have to learn how to coax a DMT trip into existence. Any noise at all, and it won't be the same. And that's what I was saying earlier. People will say something about their trip, but every trip is different. For one person, music could be their enlightening source to bring upon that goddess. For other people, silence is the way to go. I genuinely believe that it depends on who you are.
But you have to agree with this, I think.
I agree that it stimulates your senses whenever it...
Not that. I truly think you should do... Okay. DMT. I want to do it in complete silence as well. Just like acid, we've done in music, but we've also been in silence as well with acid. I think that no matter what, each experience is different because the high is so different every time. So I think you should try it in silence, and I think you should try it with music.
And that story was by Kennedy Left Nut. Kennedy's Left Nut.
Okay. Well, Left Nut, that's a shout out to your experience, and I'm truly glad you had a good one.
And this next one is from Rant underscore Casey. It was very relaxing. It tasted like rubber bands on the downside.
It is pretty bad.
Yeah, it tastes pretty fucking awful. He says, I was in a dimly lit room with very calming, soothing music playing. When my iPod switched to something faster / louder, I would immediately put it back on something soothing and peaceful. I felt totally at ease and open to anything. It felt as though that moment in time was completely peaceful with no hesitation to just relax and enjoy it. Would I do it again? Abso-fucking-lutely. But only under the right circumstances.
Now, guys, I created a DMT playlist, and it had a mixture of higher-up music, like upbeat music, and it also had very smooth. And I will tell you, the music honestly changes the experience, in my opinion. Home Invasion. Guys, if you want to have a wild experience, take a massive fucking rip and then play that song. It will give you... It's crazy.
Also, listen to Time by Pink Floyd and Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
All right, that's good. Or Time in a Bottle would be a good one.
That's one of the ones I forgot to add to my
list. I have
list.
It on my thing. I should add it to my playlist.
But
Time in a Bottle would be good.
We're going to get into one more story real quick. This is from Reddit user DJ Flabbergastly.
What up, Flabbergasty?
I love some of these names.
Yeah, they're pretty interesting.
I had a tiny bump at a music festival. My mates and I were chatting up some old hermit-looking DJ whose words were, when I got off the plane, my first stop was to get two pipes, one for weed and one for Damesters. Which is DMT.
Damesters.
He offered us bumps, but we didn't really know what it was. It wasn't good enough, or it wasn't enough to blast off, but things did start to get narrow. Like, as we're watching Tipper, the stage and everything, began to compress into a smaller tunnel-like thingy. Then everything slowly stretched back to normal. I merely got a foot in the door of an entire hallway worth of experience. I definitely want to go back and check it out. And he spelled check with a fucking Z, like the country. Like, what the fuck? My good mate had a proper experience and said it was life-changing. When he blasted off, he found himself floating in space. When this golden androgynous appeared and extended a hand to him, he instantly knew somehow this was a being of some importance. He walked hand in hand with this entity as it showed him the birth and death of the universe. Edit. It is some funky smelling shit, though. I've noticed it increasing in prevalence during live shows lately, even at metal shows. That seems like the last place I'd want to take it. All right, so there's some pretty good stories in this one.
See, that's a really... I like that story. So that's what I was talking about where I think ayahuasca comes in. I don't know... Guys, when it comes to DMT, just know there's a handful of different DMTs. You have your weaker DMTs, your stronger DMTs, your sea sponge DMT. There's a guy on YouTube that you can look up. I don't know exactly his name, but just put DMT. He's bald. He tests them live on YouTube. There's a lot of different DMTs. So again, I know it sounds hectic, I know it sounds like a lot, but each experience is going to be different. I cannot stress that enough.
So
the environment around you is going to make your experience different.
So today, I've taken 3 different hits today. And each time that I've taken that hit, it has been different every time. DMT is truly a unique drug. It is one of them drugs. I hit it and instantly was just like, this drug is on a different level. Like, it's not like anything else. It's something like... And if you don't know, what DMT is dimethyltryptamine. And it's what your brain produces whenever you have near-death experiences or experience death. It's what makes people, when they're drowning and they get saved, whenever they come back, they say they saw an entity. That goddess that everyone refers to, that's, I guarantee, what people see whenever they're near death.
Yeah.
So
because you can have like ego death and everything too.
So your body will naturally produce this chemical, meaning that it's virtually impossible to overdose on it. I'm not saying go fucking hard as fuck on it and just fucking melt your mind, but it is one of the safest drugs known to man because your body naturally produces it. You can't overdose on it.
Which is why here in Colorado, you know, obviously they're trying to do it for therapeutical depression and shit like that because it makes you truly see yourself and what you truly want. Again, acid, I think, can do that, and I think shrooms can do that, but DMT is really known for that kind of shit. It's very spiritual. But, guys,
it's a quick experience.
It is quick. That's why ayahuasca is your long-lasting one. Ayahuasca can last for, like, 14 hours, 16 hours.
Sorry for interrupting you. One more thing. So, the difference between DMT and acid, whenever you consider life-changing events, you smoke DMT. Lasts for about 15 to 30 minutes. Acid can last from 12 to 16 to literally days.
Yeah.
It takes that long to have that life-changing experience, whereas you hit DMT, and in that 15 to 30 minutes, that's all it takes to have a life-changing experience, which puts it in a different league.
It's fucking wild. It is absolutely fucking beyond wild.
It is the god drug.
It literally felt like the front of my mind opened up, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the third weird. Eye right there.
But guys, my favorite part, we're going to get into weed of the week.
All right,
guys,
let's smoke this meth of the week. Let's get it.
So I was going down to my local alleyway. picked up this green crack from Kevin.
Down near the local meth dealer.
And I'll tell you what, guys. The green crack is good. It is 20% THC, 2% CBD. And it is strong. If you want
what's
to be
the name
in
of it?
Green crack.
Green crack, green crack.
If you want to be interactive and simultaneously want to just lay on the couch and watch TV, green crack is for you.
So during this time, I'm going to do a podcast exclusive.
I'm gonna do a podcast.
You can only get this content at this podcast. No other fucking podcast. You know why? Because no fucking other fucking podcasts are fucking doing the fucking shit that we're fucking doing. You fuckers fucking feel what I'm fucking putting down?
Hold on. So, like, are we just going to jump into your podcast now?
Oh, yeah. This
or
is
our
podcast? This is my fucking pod. You're fired.
I'm fired.
Get the fuck out. I'm going to stay here and smoke DMT and...
the tables have turned. Okay.
All right, you guys can listen to me be in absolute silence for another 20 minutes.
I didn't even want to be here anyways. Fuck you, I don't even like your podcast, it's stupid.
All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a hit of DMT and also a hit of marijuana at the same time.
But guys, seriously, go down to your local dispensary and pick up some green crack. It is a very good weed. And Colorado's the best place to smoke it. But
all right, let's.
What drug do you think goes best with DMT? Do you think weed is for DMT?
I don't think it really mixes with any other drugs. I've never done acid and DMT together. Like I've never done that. But I imagine that acid and DMT would go really well together.
Do you think it'd be possible to like hit the DMT and hit a bowl and pass it to each other? Like, do you think that'd be possible? I was trying to, like, knuckle bump you, but you wouldn't knuckle bump me back.
No, I couldn't see.
It was hard.
I closed my eyes a second ago, and I saw this, like, tunnel. And it was like there was a six. Like a shape like that. Like a hook in the middle of it. And it kept turning into a different hook. And, like, it started off as one hook, then one more, and then one more, and then one, and it kept doing that in a big spiral, and it looked like a fucking tunnel that just went infinitely. It was...
Do you want to try to take a hit of DMT on our next trip and try to, like, pass the bowl?
Oh, I'm absolutely going to do that.
I want to try it.
So we're smoking this DMT out of a cartridge. They say the actual best way to smoke DMT is through a cartridge it vapes it and it doesn't actually burn off all the actual chemicals and shit in it. So what I'm going to do here, I'm going to take a hit of this green crack, and I'm also going to take a relatively small dose of DMT at the same time.
Now, when it comes to shrooms and acid, which one would you rather smoke weed to? Like, what is your favorite experience when it comes to...
What was that question?
What would you rather smoke to? Acid or shrooms?
Acid.
Acid? Really...
Yeah, that just whipped my ass back. It just turned everything fuzzy. Now everything looks like I'm looking at it through a fucking TV screen. And see that...
Alright, I just did it too.
So, so that's really... It really changes the dynamic of a...
Whoa.
Now I'm gonna be laughing. So,
take another hit.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
What were we talking about?
It doesn't last long, so we're gonna try to.
So,
see, this is what we're talking about. You can weed, just roll with it.
So, now I know weed and DMT go very well together.
It makes things look wavy like gravy.
So, if you take a very small hit of DMT, that, like, everyone will tell you, like, if you smoke DMT, you want to take big hits and hold them in so that you can have that full experience.
And you can.
But nobody talks about if you take small hits of it.
Like microdose.
It's like, imagine dropping a hit of acid onto your tongue and it's just instantly in your system. Like whenever you take a hit off a bowl and you instantly are high. It.
Instant experience.
It just fucking rails you.
It does feel like acid in a way when you take a small hit. Look at that. You can't see what we're seeing, but we're looking at a TV. It's one of them background savers.
Yeah, it's like a screensaver. It's like going from right to left.
There's a lot. I see a volcano.
There's a UFO, and for some reason it's over the London Tower.
Why? What does it need it for? Why do you need the tower?
The Titanic is sinking.
Where? Oh, it is sinking. Bye.
Go big, go home.
What else?
Roku TV.
This is a cool background, actually.
Actually, yeah. Mm. Fucking robot now.
Oh, hold on. Hey, the Ferris wheel's leaving. Oh, it's just disappearing. What else? There's a robot. That's cool. I really looked at it like this. It's like a little sliding movie.
Oh, there's Weird Al Yankovic.
Is that Weird Al? Oh, what is that? Daniel Radcliffe is Weird Al Yankovic. Okay, this just turned into something else. That was crazy. Daniel Radcliffe. Harry Potter.
So Daniel Radcliffe is playing
Weird Al Yankovic. See, you guys, small hits of DNA just...
You notice the littlest shit.
But the come down is just gradual. And then it just... isn't hitting you anymore. But you still... Okay. The afterglow. acid has its own afterglow, and so does DMT, I've noticed.
Well, it's because acid, whenever you take it, it's actually in your system. Like, it's... Mm. It's hard to explain the chemistry of it. My fucking mind is wacky as fuck right now. Now I'm taking that.
Well, we don't even have to talk about the chemistry of it. We'll just talk about the feeling of the afterglow. Like, everything still feels bright when you're on acid. Like, when you wake up still fresh, you walk out, and it's not like 8K like when you're on acid. It drops down a little bit. 4K, still. Everything's bright.
It's like your eyes are still open, but you're not drunk anymore.
Yeah. And with DMT, everything just feels slow. Slow. Like, you try to talk, and it's just like everything sounds slow and a little drug out.
Like it's being modified.
And you lose your train of thought, kind of. But you can still keep on to it. It's a great thing.
Yeah.
It's truly great.
I'm going to say it here first on this podcast right now. I fucking love this drug. This is a good... I fucking love it.
I 10 out of 10.
I give it...
10 out of 10, I'd do it again. 10 out of 10, I will do it again.
I give it a 9.5 out of 10. 9.5. But that's just because it tastes like garbage.
Karate chop you. I get it. It does taste shitty. It's not the funnest thing to taste. I'd rather taste other things. It's not great. It's not great at all. But the effects make up for it. Still not great.
Dude, we should do like an episode where we do DMT and try to read or something. We'll try to like read like raps.
No. We can look up, like, say, like, Christmas comes around and you just read, like, Christmas stories on DMT. The Christmas special on DMT.
All right, you heard it here first, but 2023, we're coming at you with some shit.
Okay.
This is our first episode we've done of the year.
It is. We did one for Christmas. Right? Yeah, we did one for Christmas. Eve. Halloween?
I know we did one on Halloween. I think we did one around Christmas. I guess we'll check after
this. It's been a sec. Life is crazy, but it's been a sec since we've come at you with one. Hey, at least this one started out with fucking... DMT.
Yeah, fuck yeah, fucking might as well.
For the win.
Yeah. Talk about starting a season off goddamn strong.
Could you imagine ghost hunting?
On DMT? Fuck no, I couldn't. That'd like, be horrifying, dude.
On acid.
So on acid, I think I could handle that.
Could you go to like a haunted location? Like, known to be haunted.
No, remember we were on fucking acid, and we were in my woods. Well, and we heard a noise, and you ran away, and I was just sitting there like, why are you running away?
It was scary. I've never heard that.
No, it was an unexplainable ass noise, dude. It sounded like a fucking owl mixed with a wolf.
I truly did not understand what I was hearing, and I just wasn't about it, okay? I didn't want to be around it. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. No, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm out of here. I'm fucking out of here.
Whatever made that noise is definitely gonna fucking kill me.
Why go towards it? But could you go to an established haunted place? Like, it's been investigated before, it is haunted, so to say, and do like three hits of acid. Three hits,
and I have to be there all night, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're ghost hunting. You have to go from room to room.
So I can't like freak out and leave at any moment.
I mean, if you do it, you do it, I guess. I mean, I don't think anyone's gonna stop you.
Is there a door to this fucking place?
This dude's freaking out. You can just leave. No, fuck him.
Fucking trap, man. Door's right there, dog.
Shit, it's open.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking creepy, though.
There's cookies. Eat some on the way out and fucking get out of here.
Oh, seriously, why do I have to be in here, though?
But could do you think you could handle it?
Yes.
Like, it's like a real place, like the Stanley Hotel or shit like that, you know, like actual places.
Well, absolutely. If I get to explore, at least, like, if I'm not, like, forced to, like a challenge or something where I have to be there all fucking night and I'm just exploring, I could fucking easily do that shit.
Okay. What about a place in the woods that is supposed to be haunted? Like, you're miles away from towns.
Woods are a different story.
There's monsters. There's fucking monsters out there, dude. Yeah,
woods are fucking terrifying at night in general, but...
Because there's shit out in there trying to kill you, or at least stalking you to eventually get... Fuck, no.
But now...
But now you're on acid. You're on acid, absolutely. Three hits in, you're rolling.
And, like, I'm peeking.
Yeah.
No lies.
There's no way out of it. Like, you're not just going to calm down. Could you do it?
I think I could, yeah.
Walking around a hotel, I think, would be a lot different. Or walking around, like, a house that at least has a town around it. Like, there's an abandoned ghost town. An old western abandoned ghost town. I think that'd be cool as shit walking around on acid. Now going into the middle of the fucking woods where there's absolutely no one fucking around you and you have no idea what's out there, I think three hits of acid would be a different experience. Could you, though, be in the Stanley Hotel or the Conjuring House or the Hannah House, could you be in any one of those and do DMT in a room?
No. I don't think I could.
Would you even want to try it?
No. Absolutely not. Those houses are scary fucking enough sober.
Would you do it on acid?
No. I don't think I would, honestly. There are certain places, even though I'm pretty ballsy whenever it comes to shit like this, there's certain places I'm just not stupid enough to go to. Especially fucking drugged up.
See, here's the thing. There is a thing on YouTube that I like to watch. It's your boys. You know?
Fuck.
They went.
Hey, Ghost, it's your boy.
Dude, he went to the Conjuring House, mocked it. They stayed the night there. They are honestly, if you want to watch ghost shit, they're the ones to watch. They're as real as you can get. I fucking love those guys. Nothing happened to him at the Conjuring House. A door opened, and that was it. But sitting in there and then taking a big puff of DMT, do you think anything else would happen? Do you think it could unlock something or make you vulnerable enough to experience something?
So, what a lot of people think that... So, a lot of people think that DMT is like a spiritual gateway.
It's supposed to be.
So
a lot of people have experienced that.
I don't think that would be a good idea, honestly. Like, say that house just so happens to still have something in it.
It's supposed to not, apparently, but also supposed to be haunted.
And then you awaken something. By mere chance.
But could the drug itself, you think, would that be something that's connected to your mind that's unlocking the ability for you to actually see that so it knows you're seeing it? Or why would the drug itself do something?
You know, it's not like...
I wonder.
The drug just activates your brain.
In a way that is not normally activated on a normal state because it's... Sometimes I feel like...
Who knows what seeing whatever I'm going to see in that house... Who knows whether or not that's going to change my mindset or not.
Or whether it's real or not real.
It might fucking scar me for life. I'm not willing to take that risk.
When I use my katana, it feels good. But when I take acid, it feels like my brain is working at 100%. And I feel like everything is just better. So I wonder if, like, for some reason, certain drugs just... amplify the wires in your brain and make you see things at 100%.
It's scientifically proven that LSD activates fucking...
Your synoids. What is it called?
So it makes...
Your synapse?
So it creates new neuropathways. which are called synapses.
Yeah.
And those new neural pathways make it to where you have a broader range of thinking. So where you normally would see something in this way, whenever these new neural pathways are connected in your fucking brain, you see it fucking 10 different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So you're able to analyze it. You're able to observe every single movement of what you do. Consciously aware of every action that your body takes.
It's as if you're seeing two steps ahead of it already. As if you already have a plan and you know you can accomplish that. So like you do a certain spin and you know that that spin is going to go into a certain movement, which is going to go into a certain strike, and you already have that planned out and it just flows perfectly. Like Bruce Lee says, like water.
It gives you a layer of confidence that you didn't think you had before.
And then you feel so good, you just get into the moment, you get into the rhythm, and I want to know if DMT can do that. So guys, we only have 5 more minutes. We're going to wrap this up. I think that was a good episode. I think DMT, I think acid, I think shrooms is something that everyone should try. But like we have said plenty of times, do it in a safe environment. Have someone there that is sober. Kids, don't do it. Stick with it to adults. Do it in a safe way, therapeutically, spiritually, religiously, however you feel about it. All 3 of those drugs. And I don't like to call them drugs, really. I know they are, but they are all 3, just like weed, life-changing experiences.
And boys, we got some fucking great content coming your way. We are sorry that we have not been uploading so much lately, but I promise episodes are in the works right now. We are going to be talking about some fucking awesome shit.
Well, we got this one down. I think it was good. I think it was very informational. And guys, right now we feel fine. Like I said, things still feel a little droggy, but happy.
So how long would you say it took us to get back to normal after taking that? About like 5-10 minutes?
10 minutes maybe. I mean, that was...
But when we took it, like, you could hear it, like,
that was cool.
Shut the fuck down.
That was cool.
It was.
I was trying to point at that picture so you could just look at it for some reason, because there's a lot of detail into it. And that's the picture to look at.
It looked like there was a fucking... There is a shit ton of detail in that
or
picture.
Or that one. There's a lot that goes on in that one. And plus, I was looking at that earlier. Like, I have so many little knickknacks and everything to look at while fucking tripping. And guys, set up your area to where everything you look at from wall to wall is just cool. It is you. It is your inner self. Bring your inner self out so you can look at it. Set your shit up, guys. But that's the end of the episode. I think it went good.
Heck yeah, man.
From our sick minds to yours.
From our goddamn perverted, fucking diverted, psychologically traumatized, fucking impaired, fucking absolutely wrecked, savagely broken, devastated, demonstrated minds to yours. Stay interesting.
Have your own trip. Happy trails. This is the Glitches, guys. That was fucking awesome. That was a good experience. I like that. Can you play your song real quick? You got 2 minutes. Hurry up. Hurry. What are you doing? Do you even have YouTube up? No. Just play it out of your speaker. It doesn't even matter. You don't even have to play it out of your speaker. Just play it. Just play it. Just click play. Jesus Christ, we have 2 minutes. I know we said we were leaving, but we're going to force you to listen to this. I think it's good. And he has a lot better stuff, too. And like I said, they're hopefully in the works of getting a good band together. So hopefully one day you're going to hear a lot of him. Now, he doesn't have his electric guitar right now, so this is all acoustic.